All right, up next, we'll move along to UFC coach Steve Sarkisian. The Trojans are home hosting California on a Thursday night game this week. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, press star 1. Our first question comes from Ted Miller of ESPN.com.
Steve, what has been the secret of Cody's improvement this year? 25 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions is a pretty nice ratio.
Well, I think if you just, Ted, if you look at the second half of last season, I thought Cody really came on with his game. He obviously, you know, capped last season off with a tremendous bowl game there in the Las Vegas Bowl. And I think it just kind of, we just tried to continue to build on the momentum, one, of his confidence and his belief in himself and the guys around him. Two, obviously we were implementing somewhat of a new scheme. I think the scheme fits his skill set really well. And ultimately he's making really good decisions with the football. He's been extremely efficient on third down and in the red zone, capitalizing on opportunities. He's made really good decisions to just throw the ball away, to keep the interception number down. But probably the biggest thing of all that is just his overall confidence and belief. And he's just grown and matured, like I said, I think since the middle of last season, and it's just kind of continued on this season.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from David Bush of BayerInsider.com.
Morning, Coach. Your offensive line is one of the most inexperienced I've seen, I can remember, in the conference. Is that still a work in progress? How are they doing, and how are they meshing?
Well, I've been very impressed with our guys. You know, when you're starting 3 freshmen on the offensive line, 2 true freshmen, and then you bring in a third true freshman to mix in the rotation – to go along with a first-year starter, you know, redshirt sophomore in Zach Banner at right tackle, I think it's a real testament to Tim Drevno, our offensive line coach, and the job that he's done with them, and to these players and to their leader, Max Turek, at center. I mean, these guys have done a really good job of understanding the schemes that we like to run. I think they've run blocked and pass protected very well this year. But the coolest thing for me is that they continue to get better. They continue to improve. They continue to work at it. And so as much as I love what they're doing right now, I'm probably even as excited or more excited about our future with what we're doing up front right now.
Thanks very much.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Mike Vernon of San Francisco Chronicles.
Hey, Steve. Question about, Cal. There's a lot of talk about Jared Goff always kind of with this offense. But how much has Daniel Lasco grabbed your attention when watching film?
Oh, he's without a doubt. I think he's the guy you probably notice the most, and that's to take nothing away from Jared. I think Jared's a fantastic player, but I think Daniel provides them a great deal of balance and versatility to their offense, their ability to run the ball the way they have. In the last few games, they've been about 50-50. And then the threat that he possesses out of the backfield catching the ball as well. So I think he really is probably the guy that makes them as difficult as they are to defend. As much as Jared's doing his thing and throwing the ball on time and accurately and understanding the scheme, the wideouts, what they bring, I think Daniel just provides that versatility and that balance that makes him very difficult.
Is it kind of surprising to say that, considering maybe some of the stigma around Cal, being a air-out offense?
Well, I mean, they have the capability to do that. I think their commitment to the running game this year is really evident, and it's not just with Daniel. It's when they go to their big packages, when they swap the quarterback, and put Luke in there and do some of the stuff he's been doing. They're just a lot more committed to running the ball. And in turn, they're getting play-action pass stuff off of it to create big plays. So, I think that they have the capability to go, 4 wide and throw it all over the field. But they're striving for more balance. It's very evident, and it makes them difficult to defend.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it, Sark. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.